unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. This is Carl Bott. Join us Monday as we welcome Shasta College with the latest on what's happening out there and the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday with Carl and Linda Bott. Miss a day, miss a lot.
.org.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project. Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio, and for hour two of our Best of 2024 show, thought it be appropriate to play back one of the best interviews we had from the entire year. Actor Jake Johnson joined Randy back in February of 2024. Of course, you know Jake from The New Girl and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. He was promoting his show Minx, which sounded very interesting. But he and Randy had a really great conversation, got us thinking, and really got us laughing. So enjoy for the final hour of the Best of 2024 show, actor Jake Johnson.
Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is so great to have Jake Johnson back on with us. One of the probably top three people we've ever had on this program, and you know him, of course, from New Girl. You know him from Minx, which is in season two. It's a hilarious show, and he's back on with us. Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes!
Champ.
The kingdom roared back in the Super Bowl. Man.
You know, I got to say, in watching it, it's, you know, Mahomes, I'm from Chicago, so you guys are living through the Michael Jordan era. Yeah. He's that guy.
Hey, you guys could have had him.
I know it. Well, you know what? We had Mitch Trubisky, so we're not sweating it either.
Yeah, so yeah, we're good. We got Mitch. It's,
you know, a buddy of mine was over last night. We were watching the game, and we said he's a Bears fan too. And we realized if we got Pat Mahomes, we would have turned him into Mitch Trubisky.
you would have screwed it up.
Yes, Andy Reid is a great head coach for a quarterback.
Right.
And you guys have developed them perfectly. It's like you guys just did it right.
I just found out today. I mean, there's so much passion on that team, you know. And I kept wondering, I'm sure you saw when Kelce came off the field and took a cheap shot at Andy Reid. And nobody said anything about it. I mean, nobody was like, what was that about? And Andy Reid comes out and says, hey, that's okay, man. I mean, he came up to me and he goes, put me in. I want to play. I can score.
I mean, the culture of each team matters so much. And as a fan, I will say it's nice to see the Chiefs culture under Andy Reid. You know, the Belichick era of players don't matter. It's just the organization.
Right.
It was nice to see Tom Brady because he was so special. But I don't believe in that culture. So I like when the players are the ones that are celebrated because they're the ones who are putting their bodies on the line.
Right.
That's who we're cheering for. So a coach who respects the players just makes it a lot easier from the outside to.
It's such a special group. You know, I mean, they just seem to all care about each other, and it starts with Andy Reid and flows down through Mahomes, of course. And, you know, the thing that people don't understand that don't live in Kansas City is the fact that these guys also invest in the community. You know, Patrick Mahomes, he's from Texas, and he loved Whataburger, and we had no Whataburgers in Kansas City. Now we get 25.
Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. He owns half of them.
He's not his favorite hammer.
Yeah. Right.
So, I'll tell you, Randy, you know where I thought you were going with this?
Where?
That he was working at the hospital with children. He was doing great work. He brought his favorite hamburger and his mother in Kansas City.
He just wanted
not call that charity work, Randy.
He just wanted a Whataburger close by.
You know what? Pat Mahomes is really doing God's work in Kansas City. He's giving his favorite curly fries to every block.
He's a visiting angel, man. I mean, you know what?
We're also good for him.
And he also owns a pretty good percentage of the Kansas City Royals now.
Does he really?
Yeah, and his wife owns the women's soccer team here. So they're not going anywhere.
No, they're deep in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hey, we're talking to Jake Johnson here in the National Defense. Speaking of Vegas, I just finished watching the episode where you guys were in Vegas on Minx. Man, I got to tell you, and I know you executive produced that show too. What a cool thing to see 70s Vegas. Yeah, and I don't know how you did that, but I mean, perfect.
Yeah, you know, the set design, the direction of Minx is so special. Honestly, one of the fun reasons about doing a show like that is, you know, I was born in 78. So I missed the 70s besides from all the photos of me being held by like my uncles and aunts and my parents.
Right.
And there's all these photos of me and my siblings and like all these legends with huge mustaches and cans of beer, you know, rocking a heater in their hands where I'm like,
right.
When did everybody look so cool? You know, nowadays the photos, we all have like kombuchas and short hair. So part of the reason was like, man, I just want to be around a group of extras who look cool for once.
Right. You're smoking on airplanes.
It's unthinkable. Even whenever we're on that set and we're in a restaurant and all the extras light up, I do have memories of it. I remember there was smoking sections of restaurants.
Right.
I remember there was, we grew up across the street from the McDonald's, and there was a room you could go to Nick D's and smoke cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we still have, in Kansas City, you got video of Lenny the Cool on the sidelines smoking a, smoking a cigarette while he's, you know, on the sidelines.
I mean, what is his name? Jim Leland, the old Pirates.
Yeah.
The best clips are he's in the dugout smoking a hitter. It's as funny as it gets. It might be who you're talking about, the old kid, because I'm remembering it right, but that quarterback at halftime, he's sitting there all tired, just ripping a smoke. So funny, man. Have it with dip. You know, ball players are still using dip. That's going to get banned soon. They're going to not allow that. You got these guys with this big honka chew in their mouth. I'm going to go like, the government's got this. They're going to get involved in that soon.
Well, and that's what that's back in the days when I used to love to watch golf, you know, when nobody was fit. Nobody's fit.
Yeah.
Nobody's working out.
He is the best golfer in his stories. To have a big fat guy who drinks 150 Diet Cokes and then wins. I do miss the day when athletes were just good at a game rather than since the time they were 4 years old have been perfectly trained.
Right.
I had it with UFC too. I don't know if you follow UFC at all in mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got into it probably like 15 years ago, 16 years ago, where it used to be like a big fat striker who had like a straight up beer belly versus like a dude with no muscles who did jiu-jitsu. And you'd be watching and be like, I really don't know who's going to win out of this. Now, everybody's an athletic freak who does everything.
Right.
And it's become its own thing. But I would like to see a different league, and that is, the kind of league that when you're in a bar and it's late and it's getting crazy and you realize, like, oh, there's probably going to be a fight. And you go, like, I think that guy in the mullet is going to try to fight that guy with cauliflower ears. And I'm putting my money on cauliflower ears. I got $100 on cauliflower ears over mullet. And then mullet wins with, like, a laptop. And
Jake, like, that's a $1 million. That's a $1 billion idea, man. RGL, the regular guys league. Regular guys league. Right? Absolutely. We're talking to Jake Johnson here, the National Defense. Well, talking about fat guys in sports, I remember seeing King Kong Bundy at the Checker Dome in St. Louis. And I went there with my buddy. And we're sitting like first or second row for King Kong Bundy. And, you know, you yell insults at these guys. They never say anything. My buddy says something about King Kong Bundy's mom. And King Kong Bundy looks around at my butt. And I think he shit his pants. I really do.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I had a similar one that happened when it was the late 80s, early 90s. And Rob Beck, the old closer, was on the Cubs. And this, you know, he looked like the Adam McBride character in Eastbound and Down. I think he might have been an influence. He had the, like, wavy long hair.
Oh, yeah.
Goatee, nice big gut on him. And we were all in the bleachers before, just, you know, everyone was yelling at him. And then somebody yells, like, hey, Rod Beck, you know, you should be in the All-Star game. And he turns around and goes, not with my numbers. And then he falls, and then somebody goes, hey, man, like, how many chicks did you get last night? And obviously, they use more disgusting language. And there's a long pause, and he turns around and he goes, none. And the whole area just stopped, and we all were like, all right, man, we'll stop yelling at you.
Right. It's not worth the effort on our part.
Yeah, I was like, I just remember being like, oh, yeah, they can hear us. They're literally right there. They're just people.
Do you love Nate Bargatze?
Yeah, I think he's very funny.
Yeah, I went to see him the other night in Kansas City, and he had an opener. This guy that he must have he probably weighed 500 pounds, and he and those guys always wear the same thing, right? They wear a white shirt that's very clingy, and so he comes out, this guy, and he was hysterical, and he's talking about his girlfriend who he really doesn't trust completely, and he goes, I think I'm one, like, pillow away from her taking me out of this world. And he said, and for me, there's no investigation. The cops show up. He said, how do you think he died? It could have been heat. You know, who cares? I mean, nobody's digging into that.
Anything. Great bet.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Pros trust The Home Depot for heavy-duty storage solutions for any job site or garage. Right now, get up to 25% off select online storage and organization. Impact and water-resistant totes and shelving built to hold up to 2,500 pounds. Storage systems have space for all your tools and protect them in the garage, on the job site, and everywhere in between. Save time and maximize efficiency with adjustable shelving customized to your business needs. Shop and save on pro-grade storage at The Home Depot. How pros get more done.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, Jake Johnson back on with us. Let's talk about the music on Minx. I I think I brought it up last time, but do you have a hand in picking the music? Because it's extraordinary.
No.
It's extraordinary.
No, you know, I wish I could take credit, but that's Ellen Rappaport, our showrunner. Mm. She's the she's got it really kind of nailed down. She's, you know, honestly, for an EP credit on that one, the executive producer, I hate to say it, but it's true. It's more of just a vanity credit. You know, I took that when I was offered that job. I wanted that credit, and I really view it more like if I was a fullback, because sometimes you get a lot of interference from executives,
right,
and they take the show away from the showrunner. And it's a really weird thing. Like, once you get a bad review or if audiences aren't watching it, you now essentially have, like, a new boss, and that's a member of the studio or the network.
Hmm.
And as an executive producer, you can just add another voice of support for your showrunner. So I wish I could take credit for, like, the Vegas stuff or the music, but it was really her. My role on that was I could pitch on Doug, my character, and say, like, you know, could Doug do this? But when I first met Ellen, she had a very clear vision. And some showrunners fake it. And, right, you know, some directors fake it where they'll go like, oh, I know what this is. And as you're talking, you'll be like, you kind of know. And then other ones, it's like in their bones. This felt like a story that she really needed to tell. So I did feel my role on that was put a lot of thought into my character and then just protect her as much as I could.
Man, Renetti is a one of a kind guy. And so I just finished up. I think that same episode had Renetti pitching the idea of an all male tour, right? Right. And my wife goes, oh, that's the beginning of Chippendales. That's the beginning of Chippendales. And then it was summarily rejected. But was that kind of the thought process behind that?
You know, I think so. I remember that was kind of the origin. What was fun about, so for anyone who hasn't seen it, my character is, you know, a 70s pornographer, and his business is taken away from him season two. So he is no longer the boss. And he becomes the pitch man. And he comes up with this idea of basically Chippendales. And what was fun about shooting that scene was when Doug is pitching to his now new bosses this idea, and they essentially say no, was I knew Doug was right.
Right, right.
It's really fun as an actor. Sometimes you have to do stuff where you're like, I know this is funny, but I can't relate to the character at all. You're like, it's funny. And I will say, you know, at the end of the day, say your lines. But this one was right because the scene had the others winning, and it had Doug being a bit of a goofball with a bunch of guys, like, dancing in their underwear.
Right.
And the whole day shooting it, everybody on crew was cracking up. Every member of crew, when some dude would, like, rip his pants off and he's in his little skimpies, you know, from, like, the hottest, most, like, tough guys to, like, the ladies, everybody's cracking up. But what was nice about my line saying this is a good idea is I'm like, Doug was right here and everybody else was wrong. There's big money in this.
And I think everybody knew that. Like, all the viewers are like, hey, he's right here. He's, you know.
This is fun.
Right, right.
And the truth is, what I love about the premise of the show is that, you know, it's capitalism. And any way to make, and I love capitalism. You know, one of the reasons I took this job is, like, I love our country. I love what we're built off.
Right.
And when you get terms, this idea of, like, you know, feminism and racism and all these other terms, I'm like, well, if you're a capitalist, you're open to all people because it is the structure of our government.
You're right, right.
What we see is green.
Right, right, exactly.
If an idea comes from a woman and everyone goes, hey, I don't believe in women, then you're not a true capitalist.
Right.
Because if the idea is great and it's going to bring us all success, who cares who it's coming from?
Right. Women also have money.
That's what I loved about Renetti.
That's the new thing I found out. Women also have money. They have money.
Whoever has money, right. I'm like, great.
Right.
Cutting the deficit seems simple. It's just not easy. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Like dieting or saving money, cutting the deficit is simple. It's just not easy. Cutting the deficit is not so much about cutting personnel. It's about cutting the money they hand out. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, Jake Johnson back on with us. Well, you know, I was thinking about you, Jake, because the last time we talked to you, I think the show was just about to hit the air. And then season two got approved, which I was like, man, that's great. But and then the actor's strike. And, you know, and then you got to go through that. And then it was like some weird thing about it's on one network and it's on another.
Yeah, so Randy.
Man, I mean, was that like super frustrating? It had to be super frustrating, right?
You know what it really did for me, and just now being honest. So the reason we got knocked off of HBO Max was not even creative. It was for tax reasons. You know, they had a new they were open about it. A new guy came in at the top, and he made a lot of changes in order to save their company money. You know, they have movies right now that they finished they haven't released yet, and they're not going to save just the overhead. So I don't even have a judgment. It's how they want to run their business.
Sure.
So then we got knocked to a new place, And so then the new place tried to market it and blah, blah, blah. And then the writer's strike happened. And part of the strike I found really frustrating was we couldn't promote.
Right.
And so you couldn't promote something you were already finished with. And I believe promotion is for the fans. And we make this for the fans. It's to tell people this is finished. But what it really did for me was, so I'm now, during the strike, I started a podcast called We're Here to Help.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been a blast. I think you'll like it, actually. It's with one of my stand-up buddies. His name is Gareth Reynolds. It's all live calls, and we do, it's like an advice thing, but it's a jokey advice thing. We're getting stand-ups with us. We're getting comedians with us.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
The premise is if you went to a bar and you sat down with your buddies and you said, like, I got a problem.
Right.
Well, your buddies aren't going to just rub your back and say, like, we're sorry. They're going to pitch ideas. Right. They might be terrible ideas. But they're going to try to pitch you out of this trouble. And then in the end, you're going to go, hey, thanks a lot. I'm not taking any of your advice, but here is what I'm going to do. So we started doing that. And one of the reasons I wanted to do it was in reaction to my bosses controlling when I got to work or not. And how they wanted me to market it and how they sold it. And so we've been doing this podcast, and it's been kind of blowing up for us. And so
that's so cool.
My big reaction to how they treated Minx was not to get my feelings hurt and get mad.
Right.
But realize it's their ball. They can do what they want. I just got to make sure that I have my own game going too. So the next time I do have a TV show and I work for a big corporation, that's theirs.
Right.
But I always need mine where I can say, like, this is directly to a fan base who likes what I'm doing, and I like doing it, and we have a relationship too, and I'm not going to stop.
Well, that's exactly why I started this show instead of continuing to do morning shows around the country, because, right, you know, after a while, you always know that you'll somebody will come to you and go, Randy, we're going in a different direction.
They'll come in and they'll say, hey, Randy, this is great. Hey, do me a favor. Don't talk about sports or any of those other. And you go, well, not only do I want to, I know the audience is okay with it. That's what we're doing.
Let me give you an outstanding example of that. You know Jim Rome?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. So I was in San Diego doing mornings. Jim Rome was just coming up. He was doing my sports report on the Mighty 690 XCRA in San Diego. So, and Jim told this story on CBS Sports the other day. So they bring me in, and I'm doing the morning show, and I'm doing, I'm everything. Yeah, I mean, I'm just doing everything. And Jim is loving it. I mean, Jim is just, he's out of his mind. He thinks I'm, whatever. And so, the program director pulls him aside at one point and says, hey, don't go down with this guy. I mean, he's gonna take you down in the mud. Don't do it. And Jim goes, the guy's hilarious. And he goes, no. You got a promising, career, Jim. You need to be not so acerbic. And thank God Jim never took that advice, because that's his whole career. Is being acerbic. And
exactly right.
But that's the kind of thing, you know, when you're being directed by the wrong people who have no idea what your vision is.
It goes back to the beginning of this talk call with the, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Mitch Trubisky. If you get drafted on a team and they give you a bad OC and a bad head coach and they don't know how to work with you, well, everybody blames you.
Right.
And they do. And the fan base is, you know, honest to God, like, you know, we both know this. We're very lucky if anybody wants to listen to what we do. That's the game.
Right.
And if they enjoy it, then you have a nice relationship. And so as soon as you can have a relationship with an audience that goes, you guys get, your life gets 1% better when you listen. My life gets 50% better when I get to do it.
Right.
We're happy here.
Right.
Then you get a boss that is going, you're making it harder for me to connect to the only thing that matters, and that's the audience.
Right.
And that's if you're a football player, that's winning.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm like. And I'm not done playing the Hollywood game. If the right project comes, but what I'm doing now is I'm now working more with the talent. So I'm partnering up with other actors and writers who I respect and forming a team that we're kind of protected before we go out to them.
That's cool.
Because if you realize you could be on a show, you could sell a movie, well, the streamer could go upside down, and all of a sudden Netflix and Peacock can become one thing, and all the Peacock shows are dead, and you go like, hey, wait a second. What is my family on this show? You can't just pull the plug.
It's so weird, too. Now, you know, you get all these little tiny streaming services. Yeah. You know, we have guests who come on, like, you know, pretty well-known guests that are like, we'll say this. It, with a straight face, you can catch my show on Sweeby or
yeah,
you know, and I'm like, what is that?
I know exactly what you mean. Well, I mean, I'll tell you this, and this is just being honest. So we grew up in a family. We had one TV. We didn't have cable. So I didn't have cable until I was in my 20s, and it felt like the biggest luxury in the world to be able to go on. So to this day, I can't help but just live a little bit old school, and that is, what I mean by that is I have like 3 streamers.
Is that right?
So, yeah, I don't have them all. So a lot of people, every new one they get, and they just add the $12 and the $15. Well, part of it is I can't remember all the passwords.
Right.
So there's certain networks and there's certain things that I have been in that I haven't seen because I don't have them. And Randy, I've done press for them. And they said, what do you think? And I go, on this one, it was a really great team. And I'm thinking, I don't have the password. There's too many.
We see Minx on Amazon Prime for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Because
honestly, that one felt, Minx for me was very clean when it was on HBO Max.
Right.
Then it was the Stars, and I was getting a little bit like, I know it's basic, and I know some people listening who are 22 are going like, would these two geezers shut up? It gets complicated, man. I'm like, I'm not into this trend. You know, they did it with, what was the short form one? Quibi.
Right. That was good thinking.
Everybody in Hollywood's all of a sudden saying like, so you got a movie idea? And I'd be like, yeah, I've been excited about it. They'd be like, great, can you pitch it to Quibi? And I'm like, I'll put you anywhere. What's Quibi? They do it in 90-second intervals. And I'm like, 90 seconds. I can't turn a movie into like 5,000 90-second clips. I don't know how to do that.
90 seconds? I can't film 90 seconds. Are you crazy? Talking about 90 seconds. We're talking to Jake Johnson here in the National Defense. Hey, I got to ask you about this guy, Oscar Montoya, man.
Oh, yeah, he's a star.
Oh, my gosh. He plays Richie on Minx, and every time he comes on, man, I'm like, okay, hold your breath.
Yeah, he's a star. He's great. I mean, honestly, that whole cast, Lennon Parham, who plays the sister, is so great. Ophelia, the lead, the work she does, season two, I just don't, you know, honestly, what I feel that happened unfair is season one, the reviews were a little bit harsh on her of like, is Joyce likable enough and blah, 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 which I found is such a stupid take on the show.
Yeah, right.
Because it's a fish-out-of-water story. So what the review should have said is Ophelia does a perfect job representing this character, and I'm not sure if I like the character,
right.
But that's the idea.
Right.
And so everybody on there, like, you know, Jess Lowe, Idara, it's just a murderer's row. It's really a lot of talent. And it is a lot of fun. And you can find it on mushumushu.com.
It's on mybelt.com.
The way you can find it is you have to walk around the woods, look up in the trees, and you might see it on a branch. And if you see it, watch it, because it's going to be on a different branch soon.
It's also showing on my Starlink satellite. Just on the top of the satellite, you can see it.
Channel 515 through 570. It's
going to
be one of those.
I want to go back to your podcast because that, yeah. I am so intrigued by this. We're here to help because you just described my life, and it's usually golf buddies or, I mean.
So the thought of the show is that.
I love that.
People come in and just like in a bar, because what I do with my friends and what we all believe in and what I've always believed in is I don't like the friend who just kisses butt.
Yeah, right,
if
right.
I'm all alone.
Yeah.
As a friend, you gotta call me out.
Right.
And
right.
So the fun of the show is that some callers were totally with, And some callers were not, and were saying, like, we got to get you out of trouble here. Like, there was a woman who just called in who has a dog center. And I just bring this one up because I was against her a little bit on it.
But right, well, now, wait a minute. Set this up, and then let me start with the advice before you tell me what you said. Okay.
Yes, fair. So she has a dog center watching her place, and her husband notices on the dog cam that the woman came in, brought her boyfriend, and a bunch of cameras. They then did a little bit of research and found out that she's got an OnlyFans account.
Oh.
So now they realized, oh, she's using our house as, like, her set for her OnlyFans video with her boyfriend or her husband, whoever the guy was.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, well, I got really frustrated, and I didn't find that acceptable. So that I got on and paid to subscribe to her OnlyFans. You see, if my house was there, what do I do now? So where are you at?
So she paid the money to get
under her name.
Under her name?
Yes.
Number one, there has to be some kind of a charge for at least a trade agreement with the dog sitter. So you don't you don't pay her anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
But the payment's done. The house, I mean, this was over. This was done. They were already
home. They were done. So what did you guys tell her?
So the first thing I said, well, you can't hire her again unless this is like, unless you don't care. You know, certain people go like, great, use the place. Right. You know, that's why we clean the sheets. But I know, I said, but as a friend to you, you are out of control. You can never go to OnlyFans as your own name. And I go, now imagine if she didn't film anything. Imagine if the cameras were just to, like, take photos of them and the dogs, right?
Right, right.
You stalked your dog sitter. Got on her OnlyFans, started following her, and then fired her.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
You know, with her, I'm like, you got to clean up this mess because you're in a load of trouble. She might think, like, yeah, my dog said I have a lot of fun. The person I do creeped out, looked at me naked, watched me have sex, and then fired me. What am I, that at? Am I that bad at sex that I can't watch her dog?
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Caldy Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
But it is live to us.
I love that. Oh, man, what a great... It's called We're Here to Help.
Yes, it's a load of... It's on YouTube. It's on anywhere you can listen to podcasts. You can go out in the woods and find it up in a tree branch, true. It's on 500 to 600.
Is it on Squidgy? Are you guys on Squidgy?
It's on Squidgy. It's on Mushu Mushu. It's on Kung Pao Chicken. You can find it.
So, now, I don't know... Are you married? I don't know if you are married. If you're not married,
yeah.
You are married?
I'm married.
What are
yeah.
Okay, here's my deal. Valentine's Day, they're having the Super Bowl parade on Valentine's Day here. Are you like me? Are you just sick of Super Bowl parades?
You know, I don't partake in them because I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
but my idea of a Valentine's Day gift, the perfect Valentine's Day gift, is to take my wife to the Super Bowl parade.
So here's where you might be okay. So yeah. I've got two daughters. I've got twin 10-year-old girls.
Okay.
My kids have never cared about sports.
Right.
And I'm not one of those dads being like, because I love it, you need to
right.
follow your own passion.
Right.
I have a buddy who can come and stare at the game with me. I just want my kids near me.
Right.
They don't have to be doing what I'm doing. They just have to be near.
Right.
Because of a lady with blonde hair who sings country songs, my kids care a little bit. All of a sudden, they know who Kelsey is.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, they know who, you know, they did have a funny moment. One of my daughters was less interested. There was the clip of Kelsey banging into Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah.
And she did get confused of which one was Kelsey, which really made me question Taylor Swift's view of what's a handsome man.
You're right.
Where she goes, my one daughter goes like, that's Kelsey. And my other daughter goes, which one? And I'm like, how could you say that? Taylor Swift isn't with the 300-pound 60-year-old with an enormous mustache. She's as rich and successful as a human being,
right? Right.
She's making a pick, and she goes, I'm Taylor Swift. I can hit any man on planet Earth. I choose Andy Reid.
Actually, that would be a much better story. That would be a much better story.
Yeah, if she's going to choose Andy Reid, it's going to be to run her offense of a football team. It's not going to be to hop in the sack with him.
I want to call in to your podcast now and say, listen, my daughter is seeing Andy Reid, and she's dog-sitting for us. And we discovered cameras up all over the place, but yeah, I got my wife is. I was telling this story the other day. She's known as the queen of supplements, and so she just every day she just says she hands me stuff, and she goes either drink this or take this or whatever, and I say what is it, and she says it's good for you, and I just do it like a robot, and I mean is your wife?
We better hope she doesn't turn on you, Randy.
Exactly. I'm done for because
she's gotcha.
She's right by the yeah, absolutely.
I just don't know. When I think about these supplements, I don't know if history is going to tell us that they were the smartest thing and people are going to live 15 years longer, or if we are fools and we are taking pills of nothing and spending all of our money and going like, I drank another disgusting potion that did nothing for my body.
Ozempic.
Well, I know that's working. Yeah. Apple Hollywood weighs about 95 pounds. Right. I'm like, no. This isn't real life, guys. You guys are getting way too thin. You guys look sick.
And they're like, no, we're just working out. We're working out
a lot. Yeah, it's just the first time in my life it's working. And we all have little bruises on our stomachs where the injection goes. What happened? Did the barbell fall on your stomach?
Jake, man, it is so great always talking to you. Thank you so much for the time. I'm going to check out this podcast. I cannot wait. How many episodes have you guys done so far?
We've released about 50, but we got a bunch banked. So Gareth is a 20-year friend. He's a diehard Packer fan. We've been close buds forever. So
that's so cool.
He pushed me to do this, and doing it with him is just, it's not work.
Yeah.
So we just keep banking them because they're honestly fun to do. Whenever we don't have another gig, he'll be like, I'm in town, because he's a touring stand up. And I'll be like, I got Tuesday open until 2. We're like, let's just fill it. So we've made about 100 of them. I think we've released about 50.
Oh, that's cool. Do you listen to podcasts? Bunch of podcasts?
You know, I do. There's a one called Heavyweight, which I really like. But I always try to find ones that really kick for me. And then when I can't, I just binge them too fast. So I'm currently looking for new ones.
I'm listening to the Dave Coulier Full House Rewind podcast.
Interesting. Why?
It's a big behind the scenes thing.
And you like it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you a big Full House guy, Randy?
My kids were.
The world.
Yeah. So now I'm like, what really happened on that show? And it's amazing, when you break it all down. Well, those little behind the scenes kind of moments.
It's a big part of the industry. It really, there's this whole reputation that Hollywood is, dark and there's big conspiracies. And the reality is that might be happening somewhere. But most of them, it's just a big business with a lot of personalities.
Right.
And then with a lot of unique talents.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because a lot of these actors, they come from all over the country. And they're like just some kid in a mall who was really funny. And you're like, you're just gifted. And then these writers, they're just a lot of talent and a lot of ego and not a lot of time and a lot of money. And so it creates this like really intense pressure cooker. That's really fun to be part of.
I just finished reading the Judd Apatow book about Gary Shandling.
Shandling was the best.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, what a kind of a tortured soul that guy was.
He put himself through it because he really cared about it being just right.
Right.
But when you watch something like the Larry Sanders Show, which I just kind of rewatched during the pandemic, I'm like, I know you put yourself through it, but I'm kind of glad you did selfishly because this show is so good.
I know.
When you watch The Sopranos, I'm like, my God, is that good television.
Right. And yet all everybody's talking about is, will there be a new girl reunion?
I mean, that's a big jump. We just went from Sopranos to a reunion.
That's the question in everybody's mind, Jake.
Well, here's the truth, Randy. I'm going to give you breaking news. We are all interested in, yes, Lamorne Morris, who played Winston, won't do it. He won't do it.
Why?
So he says that we can't afford him. He says we're beneath him. He is now, he's going to be in the new SNL movie playing Garrett Morris. He said he does all these BMO commercials. He said, like, he's now the face of the bank. He's not the face of some show from the from 10 years ago. So he's been very difficult. He's got a new podcast called that started, I think, this week, The Morning After. So he's trouble. He's in trouble, baby. Maybe got the Lord on board, something might happen.
I keep working on him, man. I mean.
Yeah, he's just trouble.
Jake,
there's always one trouble in the group.
Hey, thank you so much, man. It's great talking to you. And I can send you some Chiefs gear. I can send you some Chiefs gear that just came out today.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
See you, buddy.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Cutting the deficit seems simple. It's just not easy. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Like dieting or saving money, cutting the deficit is simple. It's just not easy. Cutting the deficit is not so much about cutting personnel. It's about cutting the money they hand out. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on app.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.